This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute, we'll always recognize.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, playing some alternative thoughts for a new song to open the show with. The call earlier about the John Mayer song that we've been using for quite some time. This was a great suggestion. Toby Keith has a... He's got a couple of them that we could probably use. But shoot, keep them coming. Boy, great suggestions at 701-237-1590. That is our text line. So you can text us. 800-228-0550 is the number to call. And we got a lot of them here. Oh, one that I saw on our text that was really great. It said, no more patriotic songs until we've earned the right again. When the Bible matters and men figure out that they're men again and women find out that they're women again, then we can be patriotic again. I don't think we can ever not be patriotic. We've earned the right. There's many more of us than there are of not, knowing what this country is still all about. It's just my humble opinion. Every single game I've been to all season long, football, basketball, not one kneeler, not one hand on a heart, not one person not standing, no one with any head wear, you know, any hats on. I see it every night. And I think that's, well, that's American. But that's there you go. A lot of text to get to. I hate being a pessimist, but if the globalists can assassinate a U.S. president 60 years ago, without consequences, did we really ever stand a chance? What about Kennedy, I'm sure? There's a lot to that, too, boy. Chicago, does anybody really know what time it is? That'd be a good one. There you go. See another one here. Stuck in the middle with you. Another suggestion, very good. And Lee Greenwood, God bless the USA. That's always good. Anytime. NATO and U.S. Signed a pact with Russia back in 91 that states NATO will not accept east of the Cold War boundaries. Oh, I didn't hear about that. Someone did text in a question about why aren't we talking about the omnibus spending bill that's got passed kind of in the and again, this is the deal, right, where they got to fund the government. Got to make sure that the have the government funded. Can't have the government not funded. And so they passed a 1.3, 1.5. Did you see the number on that, Todd? I think it was 1.3 trillion. But there's billions in there for Ukraine. And that again, that makes me wonder, well, where are we sending it? Who's getting it? Who's going to use it? You know, how will it be used? Do we have an accounting of any of that? Are we gonna? Do we get an audit on that when it's? No, we won't. Let's see here. Hi, Kevin and Todd. I just have a question. So, Vice President Harris was supposed to go to the border and deal with that, but she didn't. So we're letting all these people into our country every day. We don't know who they are. Then she goes to Poland and asked if they want us to bring more refugees over here to help them out. And it's like, how's she going to pay for this? Great question. We cannot take our eye off the southern border. But, boy, do they want you to. What happened to COVID, too? COVID's just over?
Excuse me, what was the czar of the southern border? What was the position called initially, right? So what should the first thing have been done by her? Get there. How did that work out?
Yeah. Did she ever? Oh, she went, didn't she, eventually?
Eventually, miles away from where the real activity was happening.
A little photo op in and out.
Exactly.
That's all these people are about.
If you go over here, you really won't get in the middle of anything going wrong, and it'll be okay. It'll be safe. She wanted the safe space at the southern border. That's where she went.
Well, you know, that goes to the question of, so we're going to send billions to Ukraine so they can defend their border, but we're not going to send, you know, a body to our southern border. Right?
Got
that right?
Yep.
And
there you go.
If Russia, shutting down Russia's pipeline, it's going to hurt their economy, wouldn't shutting down ours hurt our economy? Connected asked. See what I'm... You see it? The ugly, nasty hypocrisy, again, rearing its ugly head.
And the thing, 2 years ago, we were all up in arms about mean tweets. We have to get rid of the mean tweets. Oh. Heck, bring them back.
$48 to fill my little four-cylinder car. $48.
Yeah, it cost me like $110 to get back from the Twin Cities. That was kind of crazy.
We're planning a trip here. My son, who's going to graduate, is a senior trip. He wants to go surf in the ocean. So we said, all right, well, we'll go do that.
Everybody should do that once.
Yeah.
At least.
So I lived out there for a while. I escaped in the early 90s. Yeah. It was time to leave. But I'm venturing back out. So we're going to go out to fly into Vegas, and we drive over to Los Angeles, where he's going to go surfing with my great nephew. And I'm going to document a little of the trip.
Nice.
Just to see what California and how bad it really is. But it's bad.
Find the 10 cities. And
yeah. But, by the way, speaking of that, too, if you're planning any traveling and you're hoping that by next weekend the mask mandate on the planes would go away, they extended it another month. So now April 18th is where they're saying that it'll go. But, yeah. So
Texter says she went to Taco Bell and thought she was on the border.
come on now.
Make a run for the border. Yeah, okay.
Oh, come on. I get it. There's a lot of good songs. I don't want to go through all the songs. There's just a ton of great ones. Keep them coming, though, because I'm going to put them all in I'm going to make a playlist where we've got them. So maybe we can mix up the show open.
The Once in Your Mind mixtape.
Yeah. When he said Creed Fisher is awesome, I haven't heard of Creed Fisher, but now that
neither.
Our amazing audience knows. Red, White, and Blue by Skynyrd. That would be a good one, too. So keep them coming. 701-237-1590 is the number to call there. 800-228-0550. We are going to hook up with Jim the Flagpole Guy here shortly. And Bill Delzell is a Ray, North Dakota farmer who's going to be on with us from Ukraine before we get out of here. But a couple of more calls, 800-228-0550. Kirk is in West Fargo, North Dakota on the Ukraine. Kirk, what's on your mind, buddy?
Yes, I just wanted to talk to you in regards to people are asking about doing something for the Ukrainian refugee situation. And I'm with an organization. We are taking on this project. I'm with the Orphan Grain Train, and we are collecting items to send over to the refugees in that are in Poland, Moldova, Romania. We have people on the ground there, and in those locations, we've been working with ministries and orphanages and things like that in those areas for a number of years. And the ministries we work with over there have sent us specific list of what the needs are of these refugees at this time. And so we are locally here collecting those items to be shipped over there. It's an immediate need. We want to have them airlifted over there if we can raise enough funds to do that, because these refugees need them at this time. So, we're putting this together locally, but it's going to be very short. We're going to be done with this by Thursday. So we wanted to get the word out that if people wanted to be a part of this to help out with the Ukrainian refugee situation, this was actually something that they could become involved in.
Very good. All right, Kirk, and one more time about where you're taking the donations, or how can
The donations, we have four locations where we work with ministries. One of them is in Poland, in Warsaw. One of them is in Bucharest, Romania. One is in Sucia, Romania. And the other one is in Moldova. And our collection points, our staging points here in the Fargo-Moorhead area is we have one at St. Andrew Church in West Fargo and one at our Redeemer Church in Moorhead.
All right. Got it. All right. Good luck, man. That's God's work, brother. I mean, there's no question. People that are, you bet. Thank you for calling.
Whatever comes from it. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. And that's the thing. You cannot blame the people of this country that are, I mean, they're running. They leave everything and go. So, yes, we have to support them. We have to do what we can there. But there's still a lot of questions about this government and Zelensky. We got to keep asking them. Marty, Adam, Archie, you're all up. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started, today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata solid.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
There you go. We're not going to take it.
Oh, we ain't going to take it.
I got hairy legs.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Friday edition. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, in for our brother Scott Hennon to take a little break, a little working vacation. I don't know how hard he's working at Marco Island right now, but he was working. I think he's on the vacation part of it right now. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Action Movers. There you go. All right.
It's the same sheet music. Yep, they did that to the sheet music of Oh Come All You Faithful. So every Christmas, that kind of ruins it for me. But
hey, Action Movers is offering a great rate right now. In fact, it's the lowest one they've had in 20 years in North Dakota. It's $99 an hour. That's per hour. That's for two men in a truck, though. And you got to mention Scott when you call him. If you got any moving plans, going to be moving anywhere across the country, not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state, great national rates as well. They're professionally trained, background checks, licensed, bonded, insured, etc. They are North Dakota's best moving company. Since 1932, they've been at it. Family-owned, veteran-owned. Call 701-566-5532. Anything thinking about moving, even across town, 701-566-5532. Mention our man Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Take advantage of that offer. $99 an hour, two men in a truck, when you mention Scott. And if you've got to move in March, April, around this part of the country, man, how nice is it to just not have to deal with it. Having moved numbers of times, actually 22 in my career, Todd, I counted one time. 22 times.
I don't even want to think about that. That's frightening.
22 times, different cities. You know, you get in different cities, you're moving inside the city.
I've been at my current house for 20 years, though. Yeah. That's kind of remarkable. But
you always find out who your friends are on moving day. That's
what I'm saying. No kidding.
All right, let's get to the phones. 800-228-0550. We're going to burn through these. Marty's on the road. Talking about the southern border. Marty, brother, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning.
Morning.
Always follow the money on the southern border, right? Okay, so Biden's totally turned his back on it. Doesn't think anything's wrong there. We got illegals, human trafficking, drugs, probably terrorists.
Yep.
So follow the money. Who's making the money out of all this?
The cartels,
right?
Yes, the cartels.
Okay, so Biden's keeping the border open, and the cartels are making money. I got a sneaky feeling that Biden's son, Hunter, has made quite a few trips down to Mexico. I'm sure. To know how many times he's been to Mexico, because I'm sure they're raking it in down there.
Well, that's one of their operations, for sure. Jesse Waters made a great point about this, Marty. He was talking about the syndicate, you know, the five families. And, you know, and again, this goes to, is this planned, or are they that stupid, or is this something they want to do? And they can't be this incompetent. And Waters made a great point and pointed out, when you're in business, when you're emboldening and literally, you know, enriching these cartels by your actions, how can you not somehow be benefiting from that? How is that good? Great point, man. Exactly.
Yeah, where's Hunter?
Yeah, where's Brandon? Hunter's in Mexico and Brandon's napping. Marty, have a great weekend, brother.
Thanks, guys. You too.
You bet. All right, let's grab Adams in Fargo talking about this omnibus bill that, $1.5 trillion, and how many billion are going to Ukraine now out of this. But didn't they pass this in the middle of the night too, Adam, or something? I got to read more about it, but what's up?
So actually, that bill is not an omnibus bill. The one you're talking about, they're calling a stopgap bill. But yeah, that is $1.5 trillion, and it was presented to them in the middle of the night. They only had like a few hours to look at it. That omnibus bill is actually still coming.
Oh, great. Yeah, this is the stopgap. This is the stopgap one. Yep. This will keep the government open because we don't know how to balance a budget.
Yeah, $1.5 trillion is now considered a stopgap.
Yeah. Trillion with a T. Yeah. All right, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, appreciate the clarification. Man, that's just unreal. Go to Archie and Reeder on about Ukraine. Archie, what's on your mind, my man?
In an attempt to interject a little bit of levity into the situation,
oh, please
I would
do.
Submit the following plan to end the war in Ukraine. Send Mr. John Kerry over to see Mr. Putin and have him tell Mr. Putin that Mr. Putin does not have an environmental impact statement nor a war permit.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Excuse me. I'm going to need to see your permit for this war. Do you have one? You have your paperwork, Vlad?
That's funny, Archie. Yeah, they'll take that very seriously, I'm sure.
when John Kerry comes knocking on the door, right?
There you go.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, that's what we're dealing with, though. Come on, man. You know, John Kerry will show up and he'll fix everything. Permit. Grab Amy and Bismarck on these biolabs and Fauci. Amy, how are you? What's on your mind?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for calling.
My quick question, and I'm sure you have a very quick answer. Where's Fauci?
He's Witness Protection Program.
They seriously, Amy, they dropped his, on the H or whatever, the NIH website, they had an itinerary for him, like where he was going to be, where he's going to be speaking, what he's going to be doing. They took all that down, and he is nowhere to be seen. He's I don't know, he's probably spending his money now somewhere.
But he's the sexiest man on earth. Why are we not seeing him?
Well, I appreciate that, Amy, very much, and I think that you and I should maybe have dinner sometime. We should, we could each have a couple of masks on. It'd be great.
I have no idea, hon. I'm asking the same thing. I actually made a meme. Thanks, Amy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
I actually made a meme. The Forrest Gump meme where Forrest is sitting there and he's pondering things, and I made the meme. It says, "And just like that, no one cared about COVID." Did you notice that? I mean, literally, when this overnight, there was not one, and there hasn't been anybody paying any attention other than what, yesterday or the day before they announced they're going to extend the thing for a month on a plane. If you're in the planes
and
or trains,
the North Dakota Department of Health has moved from daily to weekly reports now.
But if you get on a plane, you know, between now and April 18th, you have to wear a mask, or a train, you still have to wear a mask. But when you take the plane, let's say you take the plane to Vegas this weekend for the Mountain West Basketball Conference Championships, when you get to T-Mobile Arena or wherever they're having that event, you won't have to wear a mask.
Right.
You won't have to wear the mask anywhere when you get into the cab, anywhere in the arena.
Standing in the concession stand.
But
the
at
guy
least
behind
you had
you
it.
Coughs
yeah.
on your head.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. At least you had it on the plane. So you're good there. But, yeah, that's where we are. All right, let's grab Mike's up in Fairbanks. He's a regular. Mike, how are you, brother? Happy Friday. What's going on in Alaska this morning?
Oh, good morning. It's actually colder down where you guys are than it is up here. It's.
I saw that, yeah. It is.
Yeah, I just wanted to say the irony of the Liberal Democrats okaying and approving and promulgating all the citizens in Ukraine to get out of AK-47s to arm themselves.
Yep.
To become cannon fodder, basically.
Yep.
And, oh my gosh, if we were to have an AK down here on a map full auto, we'd be cuffed and stuffed by the ATF.
We talked about that earlier. They're all about loving the fact that they're arming the Ukraine citizens, but wait a minute. You can't have one of those scary guns. Yeah, great point, Mike. Have a great weekend, buddy.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Pfeiffer's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Pfeiffer's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Pfeiffer's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Pfeiffer's.com for all upcoming auctions.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
America's inflation woes can be blamed on supply chain issues, surging demand, production costs, and trillions of dollars spent on COVID relief funds. So how long will Americans have to put up with the additional $300 per month on expenses from 1 year ago? Well, that depends on who you ask in Washington. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
We're likely to see another year in which 12-month inflation numbers remain very uncomfortably high.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
The expectations and their assessment at this point continues to be that it will moderate by the end of the year.
Russian President Putin announced he plans to nationalize all businesses leaving Russia because of their invasion of Ukraine. In response, President Biden on Friday is expected to call for an end to normal trade relations with Russia. That'll clear the way for increased tariffs on Russian imports. The group of seven nations and European Union leaders are expected to follow suit. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's on your mind? Thank you for hanging out with Todd and I today. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, Scotty's off. We're kind of free fall Friday. Whatever sticks to the wall, we're throwing it up and see if it sticks. Man, lots of great suggestions too. We got earlier in the show, someone's rather tired of the waiting on the world to change, and we clearly have seen the world change in the last couple of years. So maybe it's time for a new show intro song. And Only in America by Brooks and Dunn was a good suggestion right there.
Looking at the promise.
Love me some Brooks and Dunn. Although it's more, you know, Dunn than Brooks. But, you know, well, what did he, yeah. I think what did Ronnie sang every song but one, I think. I think Kix got to sing one song, of all their hits, if I remember right.
Well, anyway, build a brand, leave it alone, though, you know.
There you go. Another one by suggestion to our text line, Am I the Only One by Aaron Lewis. Great song. Aaron Lewis, amazing artist, who was, wasn't he with Stained? Wasn't his band Stained? And then he went solo, mm-hmm. kind of doing country stuff. And, man, he's gone a bit political, and he's one guy that's really ticked off everything that's going on. You hear it in his music. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. They've got the, Lenten specials going on all around the neighborhood. If you like a great fish sandwich, they're doing, fish and chips, we used to call it, fish and fries. In Valley City, or meatloaf, if you're so inclined, if you're not participating. Harwood's got chicken parmesan today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, fried or baked chicken or the fish sandwich. Doing a fish sandwich at 12th Avenue North in Fargo, or chicken fried steak. NP Avenue's got a fish sandwich, as well as Yulin, plus meatballs. And they're doing kind of a fish fry in Glendon, doing cod or pollock today on the fish fry for Lent. And you can always do the 4 for $4. It's a personal pan pizza, a couple of cookies, 20-ounce soda, $4 all day, every day. And there's tons of specials all during the whole month. Any size, right now they've got it for March, any size fountain pop or coffee or cappuccino, 49 cents. 49 cents! We got $5 gas, people! 49 cents for a soda? Still good. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Remember the old days when the pop was expensive and the gas was cheap?
Man, kind of I know. And we really did.
Crazy.
National average this morning, 434, I believe, is the number that I saw. I don't know.
I got to pump premium, too, so, you know.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. We do for the jet ski, but I'm thinking that thing's just going to get docked this summer if this stays the,
I don't know how much gotta convertible riding I'll do and this stuff.
Ugh. Unbelievable. We're going to hook up. Is Jim on? Daniel, did we find Jim? Okay, we're working on connecting with Jim the Flagpole guy. Jim has been with the trucker convoy since it left Minot and went through here down and all the way met up with a big group. I believe they were in Indianapolis or Indiana or Illinois. They continued on. They're in D.C., and Jim is on the ground. Also, we're going to talk just a bit here before we get out of here, just a quick update from Bill Dalzell. Bill Dalzell. D-A-L-Z-E-L-L is from Ray, North Dakota. He has been on the ground. He went over there. His journey just to get to where he is was pretty crazy. They he had to, you know, they flew in, but they couldn't fly to Kyiv. They had to go to a different location and then ride the train. And then riding the train was an issue. And, oh, it's just a mess. So we'll see what Bill has going on. But Jim's on right now. Jim, the flagpole guy in D.C. Hey, brother, how are you? Jim, you there? Hey, Jimbo, you there, buddy? That's all right. So the convoy is in D.C. Do you think that, obviously, this is not getting any attention? God, I haven't seen much of this at all. I mean, I really haven't either. There's hundreds of them there. Jim's on now. Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good, Kevin. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Get us up to date, man. Where are you? How's it going? What have you been seeing?
Okay, where I last left you off was we had issues with the police, the Capitol Police. They threatened, but, you know, we seem to have a bit of protection from the heavenlies. Not only have they been running the Beltway, but Ted Cruz run with them yesterday. And Ted Cruz is meeting with veterans today as well. So there was two groups, the People's Convoy and the American Freedom Convoy. We end up running with the American Freedom Convoy, but we're going up to be with the People's Convoy today. Okay, so yesterday we felt led to go up and pray up at the Capitol. So the day before, the Capitol said, you know, a group of us would like to come up there and pray, and then, you know, we hear we might need a permit. And they said, well, if you have 19 or less, you don't need a permit. If you have 20 or more, you need a permit. So I'm like, okay. So they said, go over here and fill out your permit. Well, I couldn't do it on my phone, and it seemed too cumbersome. Plus, she said, well, actually, it takes really 10 days to do this, so you might probably not get it anyway. So I said, okay, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. If we have a good draw of people, we'll come and we'll honor your 19 or less, and we will, when one guy walks on or gal or walks off, one person will walk on. And I said, we're here for peace and we're here for order. We do not want to disrupt commerce or the government in any way. We're here to voice our opinion and to, you know. So then she questioned me for like 20 minutes, you know. And I'm sure they know what size color underwear I have now, right? So, and it's Sergeant Michaels with the Capitol Police. So we get there yesterday at 10 o'clock, and it turns out, you know, there was only a few of us. But what that angered me, I just went from prayerfulness to anger because they had it blocked off. We couldn't even approach the Capitol. You know, can we pray from another 100 yards out? Sure we could. But the deception that the deception and the lies and the misinformation. So I was upset. I was like, you know, what kind of threat is a bunch of guys coming to pray? And then the cops are like, oh, don't, you know, we're just doing what we're told. And I'm like, yeah, well, how about I tell you to go find another job and work for the inner, go somewhere and get a job. You know, there's cops needed everywhere. But, you know, you're working for the devil. And then, of course, I'm mad, right? So then I go up to some Secret Service agents, and I'm like, what's the threat, guys? What's the threat? You know, all of a sudden they look at me like, why would you even talk to me? And then one guy, he turns, and you know how the Secret Service, they talk into the mic and say, plaid shirt, dark jacket, So I said to him, I said, keep all your eyes on the angry white guy, you know. So we walked away, and then down the steps come a Capitol Police officer tapping on his gun, on his stock, tap to tap to tap like he's playing the piano, you know, trying to intimidate me. I just stared at him, and I stared at him, and I told him, I said, you're working for the devil. This place is evil. Go find a different job that can honor America. And he just looked at me, and I looked at him, and then I took my coat off, and I did a 360, so I didn't have any weapons.
Yeah.
You know, and then I calmed down.
12
and
years.
Then we prayed, and then we hung out there for a while, and then we went to the Library of Congress. Of course, you know, in right across the street, you know, it's optional for a mask for the politicians, but it's the Library of Congress. You got to have a mask. And then if you want to go in there, you got to have an appointment. So we luckily got in there, but then I wanted to find a historical book on my family's name. It goes all the way back to the 1300 and the genealogy, and you'll find in 1777, Captain Oliver Perry Abraham Swarthout gave the blue of his jacket for the first Second Continental Congress battle flag. You also
nice.
Find in the 1600s, in the 1670s, there was a Swarthout who stood up to what is kind of like the New York State Assembly or equivalent to, and told them where the, you know, the bear pooped in the woods on what you're doing to these little guys. So it's just, you know, the more I find out that I'm really doing what I'm supposed to be doing here. And so, where
right,
we're at right now is.
Jim, I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to take a deep breath. Calm down.
Okay.
Calm down.
Okay.
Because I could tell this has you worked up, my brother. And I can't blame you a bit. But no, so what's going on now?
I didn't detect that at all.
Yeah. where are you at now? What's going on?
Okay, so where we're at right now is we really need everybody to push for the convention of the states. We're convinced that this darkness, when you're in that D.C. and you're around that Capitol building, you can see the spiritual smoke coming out of there. That place is just dark and evil. Everybody that we've been with, of course, we're all trying to do the right thing and pray, and we were sent by, you know, hundreds of thousands of people stood on those overpasses and are praying and are sad. And we're getting children waving flags. Children are writing us stuff. So, you know, in the spirit of America is crying out for justice. But when you get to that Capitol building, it's the complete opposite. So the solution is the convention of the state. We need everybody that is listening to, if your state has already signed on to the convention of the states, good. But we need to call everybody that you know in every state, if you have relatives, and tell them and ask them and plead with them to push for the convention of the states. Because that's the only thing that we think is going to save this place, is to save our country. Because it won't be coming here.
No, you're right. You're right. Yep.
We did talk with Senators Kevin Cramer and Senator Hovind. They did come out. But we got all the standard answers. This is why we need the, you know, this is why we need the majority. This is why, you know, we voted for this and we're on your side and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I just got generic answers. But, you know, I don't know which more they have to offer. They're playing defense.
Yeah. And, you know, Jim, we talked to Rick Santorum on the program not long ago talking about Convention of States. And the more, I didn't really know as much as I probably should have before that conversation, but I dug into it a little more. And I, you know, this is about separation, and it's about, you know, it's about separation of powers, really, when it comes down to it. It's about saying the states control the state's destiny, not the federal government. And the federal government has got so fat, and it's gotten so bloated, and it's gotten such a, I mean, it's just rotten. And I'm all for it. I live in Minnesota. Good luck with that, but I know it's happening in a lot of other states, so it's great to see.
Minnesota had the biggest turnout. Freedom Convoy.
That's I know, right? All the rocks and cows showed up, brother. Well, hey, keep up the great work. We'll chat over the weekend and maybe next weekend find out what the exit strategy is there. But thanks again for all you're doing, brother, and we'll talk again soon.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service.
They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT. All month long at Effectra Serve USA, you're going to save on Red Bull. 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop for coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, a 4-for-4 deal. We get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4-for-4, Petro Serve USA. Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For just a second there.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick, GMC.com, and of course around the strip in Mandan, right there on Memorial Highway. The 2022 Sierra 1500s are taking orders. They're just around the corner. But meanwhile, other new Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily. Stop by today and hurry before they're gone. Over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs, all clearly marked, priced to sell. All makes and models. And for a little peace of mind, those new Buicks and GMCs and the vast majority of the late model used cars also come in pickups and SUVs and all that. Come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, no cost, just to give you peace of mind. Shop, click, drive, find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com. 40-hour week for a living was a suggestion by Alabama. Just to send it on down to mine. That's a good one. Yeah.
That first note was the same one as that Prince song. Kinda, so I thought you were playing Prince. I'm like, when does he come in and say that thing?
Let's go crazy. Earlier in the program, had a text about just getting the John Mayer song, Waiting for the World to Change, which we play at the top of the hour when we open the hour. We've been using for a long time, and since the world has clearly changed, the waiting is over. Now we're waiting for it to change back, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say,
we have John Mayer.
Waiting for the world to change
that.
Back. Can we at least get John Mayer to do the sequel?
Back. Yeah, get back to normal, please. But so we're just Texas, a ton of great song suggestions. That was a 40-hour week for a living. Text came in, be nice to Fauci. He worked his butt off this past couple of years. I heard he's on vacation over in China.
Oh.
Love it. Love it, love it. A lot of compliments, so we appreciate all the good words. Let's go to Ukraine now on his sat phone. Bill's been, and it's, Bill, I want to, is it Dalzell? Did I get, is it Dalzell? Is that how you pronounce your last name?
Dalzell.
Dalzell. All right, I want to make sure I get it right. Bill's been on the ground for us over there.
Everybody gets it wrong. As long as you don't say Denzel, like everybody else.
Denzel. Right. So, how are you? How's it going? Your journey just to get there was pretty crazy.
Sure.
Talk for a second, too, about what motivated you to go.
I don't know. It's just one of those things. I mean, you know, people that know me know that, you know, it'd probably be easier for me. You know, it would kill me not to go. You know,
right.
These people, you know, these, like when, you know, erroneously didn't get killed, but these, 13 border guards, you know, and how they stood up to the entire Russian Navy. And I go, man, I need to see what's going on here. I felt like I don't feel like the media is reporting the truth.
Yeah. You know, do you have any family or friends over there? Do you know anybody or?
Nope. Didn't know a soul. Hadn't been there and, you know, just kind of winged it like I do everything in life.
Wow. Yeah, how about now?
Now I got great people. You know, my host family, Andre and Hannah, have been really, really great to me. I mean, they, you know, just been taking care of me, taking me around. Problem is, you know, the communication's mainly through Google Translate, so it's exhausting by the end of the day. But they've been helping out. I've got a meeting with the Ukrainian military tomorrow to try to get into interview some Russian POWs. And, you know, I think that's kind of missing, you know, as far as what their lack of morale is. Now, a lot of these people are surrendering or even going to the other side and refusing to obey orders because they're brought here alive with faulty equipment, rotten food. I mean, you know, just a genocide on his own troops, you know, I mean, it baffles the, I can't understand the logic in this Putin's end.
One of the big things that's coming up, Bill, and you're there among the people in Ukraine, is that, you know, there's a number of agencies, people, whatever, trying to paint Putin as more of a liberator than an invader, that he's the good guy. Ukraine is completely corrupt. Zelensky is not what he's evil. He's not what he portrays himself to be. Elections are rigged. The stories go on and on about Ukraine, and we know how corrupt Ukraine is. Do the people that you have met and that you have hung out with, your host family, whoever, do they feel that? Do they feel that Ukraine is so corrupt that this maybe needed to happen? Or are they not doing that?
The corruption in Ukraine has dissipated since Zelensky. The other, his name evades me at the time, the guy that he replaced was very pro-Russian. And the corruption there, you know, when the Biden family was involved and everything, it was just off the scale. You know, I mean, now Ukraine is actually, you know, becoming more of a democracy and more, they've evolved, you know, so you can't compare the last administration to this administration.
That was Yanukovych, I believe, was the guy before Zelensky.
Yeah. He was a bad actor. I mean, he was very unpopular in the train. And, you know, I mean, if you're pro-Russian, then corruption is, you know, I mean, Russia is the most corrupt country on the planet. You know, I mean, that's why this equipment doesn't work. You know what I mean? That's why, they have to lie to their people to get it. And one thing, got a guy that wants to pick up these feeds and shortwave them into Russia. And I think that might be beneficial to, you know, because the Russians, you know, have a little more truth or at least another viewpoint on what's going on as opposed to the state-run media. But the Russians don't want this war.
All right. Well, keep up the great work, man. We're out of time, but we're going to check in again next week. Be safe and just keep doing it. I'm hoping you get into interview some of those Russian POWs, too. But you're shedding a lot of light on this, brother. Stay safe, and we'll talk next week.
Well, I appreciate it. It's always good talking to you. And say hi to everybody in North Dakota for me.
All right. You got to go. God bless. Be back Monday.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.